tracking each step in missions. This is Footsteps from TWR. With today's discussion, here's Andy Napier.
Recently, Charles Morris of the radio program Haven Today traveled to the Polish-Ukrainian border to interview and to minister to the fleeing refugees. And Charles, through that experience, what message do you have for the body of Christ concerning this crisis?
Well, Andy, when I went on the air, I was praying that God's people would pray boldly and give boldly. And I believe both has happened. And even though the war is still going on, I was asking people to pray boldly that just like God turned armies around in Old Testament days, he would do that there. And I believe that has happened. The other thing that we're asking people to do right now is to pray boldly that the gospel would go forth. There's really something unusual. Anytime there's trouble in the world, the gospel flourishes. I've seen it in China. It actually happened in Russia after the Soviet Union collapsed. There was a great revival in the country. I'm praying, and I would ask all of your listeners right now, Andy, to pray as well that God would move in bold ways and bring revival to the people of Ukraine and even the people in Russia today.
In Colossians 4:2, we're called to continue steadfastly in prayer. And as you pray boldly for a spiritual awakening in both Ukraine and Russia. For a link to Haven Today, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.